Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Agricultural Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
It's been some great weather. Some beautiful things going on out there. I mean, a whole lot nicer than it was 3 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
How's your tractor doing, by the way?
My tractor, it's running.
It's running?
Which it wasn't 3 weeks ago in the cold spell, so.
Yep. Well, good. Now, I understand you've been doing a web series on ag for the last 5 weeks. You got one more left, right?
That's right, Dave. We've been doing this ag series, and today I'd like to talk a little bit about what we're going to discuss on that last meeting. And we're actually going to split the hour and 15 minutes that we have into two different topics this time. We're going to talk about anaplasmosis, and we're going to talk about fly control. And anaplasmosis costs the beef industry somewhere around $300 million each year. And producers here in eastern Kansas, we're used to it. We've seen it. But it's not here all the time. And so it's not something we always look for. And usually the first thing we find is a dead cow. And that gets us to start looking. And so cattle of all ages can get anaplasmosis. But those cattle that are younger aren't affected as much as those cattle that get older. And so, you know, if you have a young calf that gets infected, she oftentimes won't even show symptoms. But if you have a cow that's 3 years of age or older and she starts showing signs, all of a sudden, we may have problems. If we don't treat those older cows, let's just say 30 to 50% of them will die if we don't treat them, okay?
Okay.
And so A.J. Tarpoff, who is our extension beef veterinarian, he's going to come down, or he's going to speak to us that evening about the clinical signs, the causes. And he's going to give producers the most recent treatment and prevention protocols for anaplasmosis. And then the second part of the meeting is going to be on fly control strategies. And Cassandra Olds, she is our new entomologist we have at K-State that does the livestock things. We've been without a livestock entomologist for several years, and she's going to talk to us about fly control. And in this part of this, flies, specifically horn flies, they're the little gray guys that feed on cows. They cost the beef industry somewhere over $1 billion annually. And the reason they do that is they're irritant. They feed up to 40 times a day. And so what they feed on, of course, is blood. And they say that, you know, it's not uncommon if you don't have any fly treatment out there, you know, you might have 400, 500, 600 flies on your livestock. And so the economic threshold is about 200, okay? And so she's going to give us some ideas on what we can do about fly control. But there's horn flies and there's other types of flies, and they all are a constant irritant. They take nutrients from the cattle from sucking the blood. They produce a lot of stress because they're irritating them all the time. And of course they transmit other diseases as well, like pink eye. And so, if you would, we'd like to have everybody, join us that evening. It's going to be March the 17th, 7 o'clock PM. And, we'd like for you to call the Ottawa Extension Office at 785-229-3520. And at that point, you'll register, you'll get the Zoom link. And, or I guess you could call me at the Linden office at 785-828-4438. And so that's what I have for this time. And until next time, I hope everybody stays safe.
All right. Thanks, Rod. See you in about 3 weeks. Coming up Monday morning at 640, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Rebecca McFarland.